Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Richard Justice going to join us along the way to talk about what is the big story off the top. The new six-year, $100 million contract for Astros third baseman Alex Bregman. We'll talk about that in just a second, but welcome in. My name is Sean Pendergast alongside Rich Lord, 20 to 99-year radio veteran. That is a long time. What's going on, Rich?
Great to be here, Sean, and certainly great to be here on a day when, in my opinion, the Astros franchise once again shows itself to be the smartest baseball franchise on the planet and maybe the smartest overall sports franchise on the planet. Their plan is incredible, and this was another example today.
Yeah, so 10 days ago, I think this is last week when you and I were both out. Like right around Tuesday, I was still kind of keeping plugged in as to what was going on in Houston.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. I know where you're going.
Yeah, you and I were both on vacation, and there was a story about Alex Bregman's contract for the upcoming season, and the Astros giving him a $41,000 bump in pay or something like that. And you're going, wow, that's pretty nice, a $41,000 bump in pay when they don't have to do that. Well, just a couple years before that, they gave Carlos Correa a bump up to $1 million when they didn't have to do that with him. Alex Bregman, of course, finished among the leaders in the MVP balloting last year, and I think he was expecting maybe a little more of a bump up just to sort of an attaboy for how he did last year.
Right.
I want to read a quote from Alex Bregman in the wake of his contract being bumped up from virtually the league minimum to virtually a few thousand bucks above the league minimum. He said, quote, "I feel like I outperformed that last year. I understand this is a business, but I feel like good business would be wanting to make a player who performed at a high level on your team happy and want to feel like he wanted to be kept and feel like they wanted him to play here forever. I'm just disappointed. It doesn't seem like the same amount of want."
Yeah.
Well, now here we are a week later, and apparently the two sides kept the lines of communication open, Rich, because Alex Bregman now has $100 million coming to him over the next 6 years.
Now, I got to ask you, because I saw 5 years, $100 million reported.
It's 5 years tacked on to this year. So the total contract.
Gotcha.
So the total contract he's playing under is $100 million over the next 6 years.
Well, what he got that he didn't have previously today was 5 years, $100 million.
Was an additional like $99.4 million.
Unbelievable stuff. And the Astros, of course, with a guy 24 years old, you know, unlike Bryce Harper and Mike Trout, they're not going to be paying Alex Bregman gigantic money as he pushes 40. You know, hopefully at some point they'll have a contract in place where he can stay with the organization into his mid to late 30s. That would be a best case scenario. But that long-term commitment, that back-end commitment, the Albert Pujols deal and with Anaheim and the two deals I just mentioned and the fact that they have the potential for that. The Astros first with Altuve, now with Bregman, get a deal in place that prevents them from being in that position and also, at least at first glance, allows them to pay what appears to be less than market value for players producing at the levels of Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman. Boy, after two more years, Springer's up. After three more years, Correa's up. I mean, I know, Sean, we've been talking about how you can't keep both of those guys and you can't keep Correa and Bregman specifically. Let's see what Jeff Luhnow has up his sleeve.
Yeah, we'll see.
This is a coup, this deal today for Alex Bregman.
I'm surprised because I've said all along, Rich, you know, I said this a couple weeks ago when this Bregman contract became a story, that I would be shocked if Bregman took a deal that bought out his arbitration years and his first couple years of free agency because he just feels like a bet on himself guy. It feels like there's no athlete in Houston that has more confidence in himself than Alex Bregman. I was wrong. Now, I will say this.
$100 million speaks.
He speaks really
loud.
Yeah, let me just say this, that this is not the standard type of buy out the arbitration and first couple years of free agency deal that the Astros have been doing. And the reason I say that is, they tried to do it with George Springer, reportedly, early on in his career, and it was like 7 years, $23 million. Chances are Alex Bregman, with this $100 million over the next 6 years, is going to make more than he probably would have made over those 6 years if he had just gone the conventional route. If he had just gone arbitration next year, arbitration the year after that, arbitration the year after that, and then whatever the first 2 years of free agency would have looked like for him, let's assume those are a couple of $30 million a year deals, he probably wasn't going to make $100 million over the next 6 years just playing it the normal way. So in a way, the Astros actually not only did him right by getting him guaranteed $100 million over the next 6 years, my guess is he's going to make more money than he would have made over those 6 years. To me, the benefits are twofold for the Astros. One, they do make a guy who was clearly unhappy last week happy. And the other thing I think it buys them, Rich, and this is a good point to follow up on your thing with Springer and Correa and Verlander and Cole. They've got a lot of these contracts coming up the next few years. The one thing that it does do for the Astros, a team whose payroll, if they want to keep playing poker, whose payroll is going to be in the top 7 or 8 in baseball, it's 10th right now before this deal.
Yeah.
So they're going to be playing around. Their payroll ain't going down over the next few years. It's only going up. So this is a team that's going to be playing on the fringes of the Cubs and the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Dodgers, the perennial top four. The one thing it does give them over the next few years is some budget certainty. They know what Alex Bregman's contract is going to look like over the next few years. It is. So now you've got Altuve and Bregman locked up until 2024.
It's absolutely genius. And, you know, again, they've got Springer for at least 2 more years, Correa for at least 3 more years, if they want to decide between now and the ends of those deals or the eligibility for free agency for both of those guys, that they want to do a long-term deal. I would imagine there'll at least be some conversations. It's obviously going to be predicated a lot on health and production, and we'll see moving forward whether those guys become candidates for this sort of arrangement. Of course, they're all different situations. But the Astros, like I said, once again, showing that they're at the forefront of not only team building, but retaining cores of teams. And as we heard from Jeff Luhnow yesterday, you know, going after not just one championship, but multiple championships. And Sean, what I also find really interesting about this today, and we'll talk about this, I'm sure, a little bit as we talk about the Astros, maybe more than a little bit. If the Astros hadn't announced this deal for Alex Bregman today, then we would be leading with the fact that the Astros gave Ryan Pressly the largest contract for a non-closer who's a reliever in the big leagues today. He just got the most money for a reliever, not someone designated as your team's closer. And the Astros have Pressly and Osuna locked up at the back end of their bullpen for multiple years. That's big news, too.
Yeah, 2 years, $17.5 million that kicks in next year. So he's going to play this year under his existing deal, I think like $2.9 million. He was going to be a free agent after this year, Ryan Pressly. Pressly's a real success story relative to what we hear about the Astros and their pitching staff.
He's another one of those guys who didn't reach his potential until he got here.
Coaching and analytics have really helped Ryan Pressly. So, yeah, they shore up the back of their bullpen. If they had let him pitch this year and he pitched the same way this season as he did as an Astro towards the end of last year, he would have commanded a lot more than $9 million, you know, a little under $9 million a year on the open market. So it's another great move. Just going back to Bregman for a second, Rich, to follow up on something you said.
I mean, that's the big one. But like I said, if not for Bregman, we'd be talking Ryan Pressly right now.
We would. That's a big deal. To me, with respect to Bregman, and you brought up the contracts of Trout and Harper. We'll throw Machado in there. We'll throw any 10-year contract for a guy who's in their late 20s in there in this conversation.
Yeah.
This, to me, is the most genius part about these deals that Luhnow is doing. The Altuve deal, the Bregman deal. You know, we'll see what he winds up doing with Correa. Springer is a little different animal because he's going to be 31 by the time he's a free agent. So we'll see what happens with that. He's got one more year of arbitration left after this year. But the fact that instead of having to blindly pay for ages 34 through 39, while these guys are in their late 20s. I mean, that's the real risk in these long-term contracts, is having to pay and commit to ages 35, 36, 37, 38 for these guys that go out there 150, 155 games a year. Having to do that when the periscope into looking into that is 6 years away from even having a look at it, to me, that's the genius in these contracts, is you're not going to have to extend Bregman or Altuve into those late 30s years until they're, you know, if Bregman's going to be back, he's going to be a free agent again when he's 30. Altuve's going to be a free agent again when he's 34. There's just so much less risk involved in paying for an aging player the closer you get to his aging years. I don't know. Luhnow and his analytics team, you know, all the nerds over there, have probably quantified that somehow. They've probably quantified exactly what it's worth to be able to get a clearer view. I'm sure they've done aging studies on players and things like that. That to me is, I'm happy Alex Bregman's been taken care of. I'm happy that Jim Crane, that we haven't even mentioned Jim Crane's name in this segment. That's another thing we need to talk about at some point in the show. Jim Crane has passed another test as the owner of the Astros. The guy is, he's basically pitching a perfect game as the owner of the Astros.
No doubt about it.
So they've done, I'm sure, the studies on all this stuff. And if they're signing these guys up to contracts like this, I can't imagine why baseball... I know baseball's hiring a lot of these guys away from the Astros, so maybe we start to see some other teams conduct their business this way.
Yeah.
But that my team is not signing guys up to 10- and 12-year deals. Rich, you know that from yesterday when I was I was the one guy saying the Mike Trout deal. I don't like it because it's 12 years.
It's the one thing that's been hanging over this incredible story that's unfolding in front of us, and that is the ability to keep this team together as long as possible. If you're an Astro fan and that's been a concern, we get it. We've talked about it a lot. Well, the fact that Altuve and Bregman are locked up, Osuna and Presley, by the way, are locked up as the back end of your bullpen for three more years. Yeah. I mean, these are huge steps moving forward to do just that.
These are window-extending moves that are being made by Jeff Luhnow and Jim Crane. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.